Take your holy book, turn to Mark chapter number 1. Mark chapter number 1 and verse number 35 is where we begin. Mark chapter 1 and verse 35, the Bible says, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they had found him, they said unto him, All men seek for thee. And he said unto them, Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, for herefore came I forth. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee, and cast out devils. And there was a leper, came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he straightway charged him forthwith, sent him away, and said unto him, See thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. But he went out and began to publicize it much, and the blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in the desert places, and he came to him, and they came to him from every quarter." I want to preach just a few minutes this morning, if God will be our help, on this thought: all men should seek Jesus. And we see here in verse 37, he said, "When they had found him, they said unto him, All men seek for thee." I want to say this morning, every person ought to be seeking Jesus. Amen. If you're not seeking Jesus, if you don't hear anything else I say today, if you're not seeking the Lord Jesus Christ in every aspect of your life, you're backing up. Amen. You're giving up the benefits of glory, praise God, if you're not seeking the Lord in your life. Because He can do for you what you can't do for yourself. And you say, Pastor Jeff, well, how do we do that? We seek the Lord Jesus Christ through faith in Christ Jesus. We faith it on what we know about Him. Now, the book of Mark is it's a work of a servant. Amen? So what we see here is Mark, as he's speaking in the work of a servant, and that's what Jesus is represented in the book of Mark. He's represented a servant unto God. A servant unto God. And that's what we should be, praise God, if we claim to be one of His youngins. Amen? And we see that. You say, well, preacher, how do you get to that point? You get saved, you're born again, and you get on the program. See, we've all failed and come short of glory to God. We've all been lost. But praise God, God wants to save us from that. In Ephesians chapter number 2, he says that, you have He quickened who were dead trespasses and sins. Amen? Through salvation. You say, how do you get it? Verse number 8, he said, for by grace you are saved through faith, that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. He said, so what we do, we enter in through by the grace of God, that unmerited favor of God. It don't cost you nothing. Amen? What if you had to go out and earn and buy, pay for all the things that God does for you every day? Amen? What if you had to go out and buy your breath? What if you had to go out and pay for your life? We couldn't afford it. But by grace, God gives us that every day. He said, for by grace are you saved through faith. He said, he even offers us the faith, the abundance of faith that we need to trust in Him. So what happens here, what Mark is telling us, that this abundance of faith that we have, that God has given us because of His grace, because He loves us, because He's just good to us. Amen? And through faith, and not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Amen? It comes from Him. It's nothing that we could conjure up or work up or even pray down. Pray God. It is the gift of God that He gives us. He said, not of works that any man should boast. Amen. It's nothing that we do. It's all about Him. It's all about what He has done for us. He goes on, verse number 10, it says, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained. Now watch this, that we should walk in them. So He tells us God offers us grace, to have faith so that we can be saved, so that we can walk with Him. Amen? That's just about Christianity in a nutshell. Praise the Lord. But I'm afraid that we deviate from that and we just don't get the power of God that God would like for us to have. He wants to manifest it to us, but we're just not always wanting it, praise God, everything that He wants to pour out on us. All that that he has to give us. We see here in the book of Mark as he blazes out for us. And you, if we go back just a little bit, and I want you to see the whole, like Paul Harvey, you say, the rest of the story. If you go back to verse number 21 in Mark chapter 1, the Bible tells that Jesus was at Capernaum. Amen? He was at Capernaum. Now, Capernaum is a little, it's not even a city. It was like a little village on the seashores of Galilee. Okay? So just picture this, the Sea of Galilee, and you've got the little village of Capernaum. And so Jesus is there at Capernaum. Amen? And he says, on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and he taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine. Now that's that biblical instruction. Amen. Said, well, they thought they had heard it all. Well, they hadn't heard it all. They heard Jesus. Amen. They was amazed at his biblical instruction. For he taught them as one with authority. In other words, the very word of authority that come from the Lord Jesus Christ to them. And it's not as the scribes. See, scribes were just kind of like rehearsers. They just took the word of God and they just kept pinning it down. Amen. It was like a program. They just kept writing down, handing out the programs. Amen. We don't know whether they believed what they were writing, but that's what their job was, to pin it down. They were rehearsing the things of God for the people. Amen. And then he said, and there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out. Now they're down at the church house. Just look at it this way. Jesus had gone down to the church. Jesus had went to church. Amen? His disciples went with him. When they get there, there's a devil in the midst. Could you ever imagine a devil in the church? What would you think if you thought that there was a devil in the church? Amen? Hey, listen, I won't say today, if you're lost, you're born again, praise God, that's the essence of the devil in the church. Amen? You're unclean. Amen? Just like this man with this unclean spirit. An unclean spirit is one that's never been born again, that's never accepted Lord Jesus Christ, so that they can begin to get that help and that strength from the throne room of grace to make themselves better. Amen? Jesus works on you from the inside out. Now you can polish yourself up, make yourself look all nice and pretty on Sunday morning, dress up real nice and come in and present yourself in the right fashion. You know, the kind of way that you've always been taught you aren't to at church. Hello? And then go right out into the world and go right back to the hog pen. Amen? He said, but that don't work, so that ain't the way it's supposed to be. But he said, it's an unclean spirit. And that unclean spirit, you know, have you ever noticed how an unclean spirit always wants to make themselves seen? They always want to put themselves out there. They want everybody to look at them. Amen? That unclean spirit, it wants to be seen by everybody. It wants to be known that it's there. He says, it's just saying, let us alone, verse 24. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And so this unclean spirit, it knows who God is. Let me say, that unclean spirit that's living in you, it knows who God is. If you've ever said, if you've ever heard a preacher, if you've ever seen the Holy Spirit of God moving, then you know who God is. You know what God wants to do. You know how Christ wants to live in your life, praise God. But it's whether you want to let Him or not. That's where the rubber meets the road. Amen. Because every man, woman, boy, girl should be seeking the Lord Jesus Christ. We should be. Amen. I wonder how if we really are. So this thing, Jesus rebukes him. What does he do? First thing he says, he tells that old unclean spirit just to hush his mouth. He said, they don't know about, nobody needs a witness from you. Amen. I tell everybody, I say, pray, when we witness and we testify, that's a good thing. But we should never witness and testify and give the devil any glory. Amen. We ought to make sure God gets all the glory and the devil gets none. Amen. Because the devil ain't ever going to do anything for you to help you. He's going to discourage you, beat you down, try to dissuade you, try to get you going the wrong direction. Because he likes to see you fail just like he is. The devil is a failure. Amen. That unclean spirit, praise God, that's all in this world now, it is a failure. Every place where the that unclean spirit has taken over and taken control is a place of failure. Amen. You see great nations, see great peoples that were under inspiration of God and were thriving and were doing well, and they turned their back on God, just like they're trying to do in America today, and you see them start to fall. Amen. We need the power of God. And God says that old unclean spirit, He said, just hush your mouth. I don't want to hear it. He said, come out of him. Amen. Hey, it's not going to come out easy. He said, when the unclean spirit had torn him. Amen. Try to rip him to pieces. See, those unclean spirits in the world today, in order to have any power, they have to have a body to live in. Amen. And I want to tell you that, hey, we aren't to give them a body to live in. Amen. Hey, we ought to just let them be that old Roman spirit, praise God. Out there, that unclean spirit out there in the world, we shouldn't give them a place to live. They tore him, cried with a loud voice, and came out of him. Amen. He said, preacher, I just don't know if I can get away from it. I don't know if I can change my life and the way I live and my lifestyle. And I said, praise God, you can't by yourself, because it's the power of God through faith, believing in what He's able to do. He moves in, takes up housekeeping, cleans off that old table, and sets a new one. Amen. I know what Jesus did for me. I know what He's doing. I know the temptations of this world. Hello? Amen. They're massive. They're big. You young people have a lot of temptations out there for you. But praise God, you don't have to give in to temptation. Man, you just stick with the Lord. Because He's able to overcome all this. The Bible says, there's a second time He said, those people were amazed at what He's doing. They said, what kind of thing is this? They'd never seen the power of God before. So what new doctrine is this? I mean, it was the Word of God being instituted, praise God, by the Lord God Himself. By the God of the Word. Amen. That's how things has changed. That's how God makes a difference. He takes His Word and He puts it, you might say He puts feet on it, praise, for God's glory. We need to, hey listen, we better stop and take time to praise Him when He does things for us, praise God. Amen. We better let Him know that we're grateful for everything that He's doing for us. He said, for with authority commands He even unclean spirits, and they do obey Him. Amen. And immediate fame spread abroad throughout all the region, round about Galilee. Amen. So there's at the church service, praise God. And that service had an effect on these people. Amen. I want to say the church service ought to have an effect on you. We ought to listen to it. It ought to have an effect on how we live and how we ought to hear different every time. Amen. We ought to come in with an ear tuned to hear the things of God. We minister hearts. You say, why, preacher? Because the very next verse. He said, the disciples, these folks, have went to church with Jesus. And verse number 29 says, and forthwith, now, the book of Mark is a book of action. Forthwith, a nun, right away. Amen. Immediately. I mean, it's a book that's happening. Amen. For those of you that don't like to hang out, that praise God, like things happening going on, you ought to just read the book of Mark. It's always a happening. So they're down at the church house, praise God. He says, forthwith, when they were entered in, come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew and with James and John. So now, if you know anything about Jerusalem, you know anything about the Sea of Galilee, Capernaum is over here in a little village, and right next to the synagogue was Simon Peter's house. Between the synagogue and the seashore was Simon Peter's house. So they come. So the Lord was at church, praise God. But it didn't end there. The Lord brought the church, brought it right out of the synagogue, crossed the street, if you will, and went into Simon Peter's house. Simon Peter's there, and he said, hey, listen, let me just say something right quickly, Lord, before we get to the house. My mama-in-law, she didn't get to come this morning because she's home with a fever. Luke chapter 4 would say it was a great fever. I mean, she's really sick. She's down. Amen. Just paraphrase right. He said, she's down. He said, I just want to know you, Lord, before we get there. My mother-in-law's at the house, and she's sick. I mean, she's really bad sick. Amen. Well, listen to what he said. But Simon Peter's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and a nun, they tell him of her. A nun means right away, quick, in a hurry. Amen. I want to say this morning, when you're sick and afflicted, praise God, the first thing you ought to do is call on the Lord. We ought to ask Him to help us. Oh, we don't though. We'll go to the medicine cabinet. And we'll scrounge through there and try to self-diagnose our symptoms. Amen. I tell you, little lady, I love her to death. She used to tickle me to death. Miss Eve. Amen. If you had something she could diagnose, she would tell you exactly what you had. And she would prescribe you a medication, a pill, a salve, and something that you could rub on it, praise God, or you could swallow and make you better. Amen. And that's what we do, right? Instead of going to the Lord, he said, and the nun, right quick, faith, quick, immediately, they tell him of her. So they done left the church house with Lord Jesus Christ. They went to Peter's house. Peter said, hey, listen, my mother-in-law's sick. She's got terrible fever. She's got one of them troubling fevers, you know what I mean? I mean, one that you worry about because it's spiked up there and it don't act like it's coming down. You're worried about it. But listen to what happened. And he came, Jesus, and took her by the hand. You know, he wasn't afraid of getting that. Hello? Usually if you're running a fever, they say you're probably contagious. Amen? But he wasn't afraid of getting it. He came and he took her by her hand and lifted her up. And in 3 or 4 days, no idea what it says. It says, and immediately the fever left her. Amen? So Jesus comes by. He comes from the church house. He didn't leave it at the church. He brought it over to Peter's house. Go around. Somebody ought to jump up and just take a spell. I pray God, glad Jesus. Just don't stay down at the church house. He goes with us out the door. And he goes to your house. And he goes to my house. And he listens what we're saying while we're driving down the road. And while we're going in the door. And he's there to help us when we get inside. Glory, hallelujah. What a God we serve. I don't know about you. That's the one I've got. Amen. I don't leave him here. He goes with me. I don't know about, me and him have a time over at the house. Amen. We have a time over at the house. Sometimes I get to praying. I can't even say nothing. I'm just beside myself. Because he's there. Just as real as he is here. Praise God. He's just as real over there. Ask you this morning, do you take him with him? You take him with you wherever you go. Amen. It says, all men should seek Jesus. He said, all these men were seeking him. Jesus has gone up to pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. And said, immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. You know what, Brother Jim, the first thing I thought of when I read that a while back, I thought, you know what? That old gal's been sick. I don't know if I want her to fix me my vittles or not. Amen. She might have something catching. Amen. But praise God, when Jesus makes you whole, praise God, you're 100% whole. He said that he touched her, she lifted her up. Praise God, the fever left her, and she immediately ministered to him. You know what I think happened? This is just Jeffology. I believe they had a Holy Ghost fit. I believe, praise God, they had them a spell, praise God. When he got a hold of her, she was laying there sick, water running off her, sweating, burning up with a fever, and Jesus touched her, reached God her by her hand, pulled her up, praise God, pulled her up out of that anguish, pulled her up out of that heartache, pulled her up out of that fever, praise God, and they began to shout the house down. Amen. Praise the Lord. All men should seek Jesus because of what he can do. Holy Ghost revival took off in Peter's house. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the word got out. You know, you get the worshiping God down your spirit. Amen. It'll come out in your life and people will begin to notice. Look what happened next, verse 32. And at evening, talking about the twilight time, word had done got out from Peter's house. Hello? Said some of them folks been down there at the church house. And they saw the power of God. They saw him casting out those unclean spirits. And they heard that. They're still talking about that from church that morning. They go home with Peter to his house and they see God do a magnificent miracle again. God delivers again. Word gets out, praise God. And so folks didn't have Marbell. They didn't call nobody up on the phone. Praise God. They don't about the only thing they had was Donkey Express. Amen. Hey, listen, Israel, they ain't got a whole lot of horses either. Amen. They got a lot of donkeys, burros. So they got the pice of the word. Hey, see, you're hear what happened. I pray God the church this morning. You're hear what's happening over at Peter's house. His mama was deathly ill, praise God. A frightful ill. And Jesus come along, and now she's better. You better have she better. Praise God. She's up and helping prepare the food. They're worshiping and praising God. Amen. I wonder why we wouldn't do that. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I wouldn't know want somebody to think I was crazy and lost my mind. But hey, listen, it's all right, Josh. If they think I'm crazy about Jesus, that's okay. Amen. When I want to get the praise and believe, give him glory for touching. Brother Arthur told me about his wife this morning. I about had me a spell. Amen. Glory to God. But Ralph told me what's going on with him. Boy, how about had me another one? I probably ought to just went ahead and just shouted the house down. Praise God, he's good. He's still on the throne. He's still in power. Praise God. He still has all authority in heaven and on earth. Amen. He can still do all the things that he said he could. Paul said there's nothing impossible to them that believe. Amen. He began to move. He began to touch. He began to heal. And about dusk dark, praise God, people started coming to arriving over at Peter's house. Amen. He said they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. Hello? All those that were sick and all those that had devils, they had that old unclean spirit. Amen. I'm going to tell you today, a lot of people say, well, preacher, they're just full of the devil. Nobody can help them. I can't. You can't. But Jesus can. Amen. Jesus can. Praise God. It's a spiritual thing. Amen. That unclean spirit. Devils. Look at what it says in verse 33. And all the city. Now we're talking about Capernaum. The whole little city. Great big village. A little city. Amen. It said all the city was gathered together at the door. Amen. You know what happened if the word gets out how good God is, what God's doing for his people, what God's done for you? Praise God, people be gliding up to the door. We'll be in a building project trying to get enough room to get them in. We let the line of cheers around the building, praise God, so they can sit outside and listen. Hello? Amen. He said, go in highways, hedges, compel them to come in that my house might be full. Amen. We get to the point that me and my three and no more, or me and my four and no more, rhymes better. Amen. That's why we get the mindset that we think. And then just so I got mine in, that's all that matters. Praise God. Jesus wanted to get them all in. They get it up around the door. Praise God. Because all men should seek Jesus. Amen. He said, and he healed many of that were sick of the diverse diseases. Amen. He healed many of them that were sick. You said, preacher, how come he didn't heal them all? Because I guess there was some there in unbelief. Amen. Hello? There's no use come to him if you come in unbelief. You don't believe he can. But praise God, if you have faith to believe he can, praise God, you can have those things that you ask of him. Glory to God. And cast out many devils. And he suffered not the devil to speak because they know him. Amen. They know who he is. The demons of hell, they know who Jesus is. See, one day every human soul is going to stand to give an account to God because our soul knows who Jesus is. Our soul knows who God is. Amen. And we're going to stand without excuse. Praise God because we know. Amen. So he healed those that were sick. He cast out the devils, the demons, the unclean spirits out of these folks. And then we have in the morning. So I guess that lasted all up in, because it happened at twilight, right at dusk dark, and it happened all up into the night. Amen. Jesus is working all into the night. How many times has Jesus worked all into the night for you and your family? How many times you had to call on them at midnight or 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning because of a sick young'un? Okay, or because you're sick yourself, because you needed something, because your spirit was weary from worry. Hey, Jesus works the graveyard shift. Amen. Praise God. He works the day shift. He works the evening shift. He works the graveyard shift. Glory, hallelujah. I'm glad it's that way. And still, verse number 35 said, in the morning, rising up a great while before day, I'm about Jesus. He went out, Jesus, and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. And then that's when Simon comes to him and he said, the ones that sat, Simon, they that with him followed him, followed after him. And he said that all men seek for thee. Amen. All men are seeking for thee. All the people are looking. They're trying to find you. Amen. And he said, let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also. For therefore came I forward. He said, okay, so let's go. Let's go. We'll go into the next town. And said, I'll preach there too. Amen. He said, okay, so we've been here, we've done this. He said, let's go to the next one. Let's see who else we can help. He said, that's why I came. To help old sinners. Amen. He preached in our synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. But then watch this. Verse number 40. And there came to him a leper, beseeching him. A leper. Now you know in their time, leprosy was an uncurable disease. If you got leprosy, it was a death warrant. Amen. You were going to die after your ears fell off and your nose fell off. You had old putrefying sores all over your body. Then you would eventually die. Do you know now they have a cure for leprosy? They didn't for a long time. They've got three different antibiotics they use together and especially if you catch it, if they catch it early, praise God, it's 100% curable. That's God. Amen. But leprosy's always been a type of sin. Amen. Leprosy is a type of sin. It was uncurable. There was no cure for it. Amen. But God Almighty made a cure. He said, preacher, you mean he sent those three antibiotics? No, he sent Jesus. Amen. Jesus is the cure for leprosy. He come beseeching him. If you're ever going to get a cure for what's ailing you, you got to come to the right doctor. He said, kneeling down to him, you're going to have to submit yourself to him. Amen. You can't come be bopping your bubblegum thinking that everything just got lighthearted and lovely and everything's going to be okay. But he goes, we got to come beseech him. We got to come humbly before the throne room of grace. But we come boldly because he made provision. Kneeling down to him, saying unto him, that's that boldness we have to say to him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Amen. He said, Lord, if you're willing, I know you can make me clean. Lord, if you're willing, I know you can heal me. I know you can make me better. I wonder if we have that kind of faith today. Do you have that kind of faith? They'd know that, praise God, the Lord can. Amen. The Lord can. He can do whatever, praise God, that he needs to do. He said, and Jesus moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. Amen. So Jesus reached out his hand and he touched this leper, which was a no-no. You didn't touch a leper unless you'd be contaminated. And if you ever touched a leper, then you couldn't go into synagogue. You couldn't go to church. You couldn't worship with the other people. But Jesus didn't care about that, praise God. He cared about this leper. He cared about this man that was coming to him humbly with a humble heart. And he reached out, praise God, and he touched him. And he said, I will. You know, that's all it took. Amen. That's all it took for that man to be healed, praise God, is Jesus Christ saying, okay, you've humbled your heart, you've come submissive to the Lord. He said, I will. And it was done. Amen. It was done. He said, be thou clean. He said, well, why did he say be thou clean? Because he was talking about the future. Hello? Amen. He said, I will be thou clean. He said, praise God. He said, another way, he says, I will, praise God, cleanse you. I will heal you. He said, and just be clean. Just stay clean. And praise God. He was talking about the future. Amen. He don't do things short term. A lot of times we think, well, we get saved, praise God, and we'll be bop right now. But it don't work that way. We get saved, praise God, and he saves us for the future. He saves us for eternity. He writes our name in the Lamb's Book of Life. When we ask Him to forgive us our sin, when He asks Him to take this leprosy, this sin out of our lives, and He saves us by His marvelous grace. Amen. He said, well, preacher, you know, you came to, you can say that, but you got to live it. If you don't live it, praise God, then you could lose your salvation. Let me tell you what, you can't have salvation without the liver. It don't work without, I told you about the liver. I'll tell you that story. The liver has got a little cartilage in it. And that cartilage in your liver, praise God, is shaped like a cross. Amen. In order for the liver to pass the blood through it, it has to go from one side of the liver to the other side. Now, those of you that like liver, I want to tell you the liver is nothing but a filter. It filters out the infirmities that's in your body. Okay? That makes it taste better, don't it? But in order for that liver, it has to go, it goes inside one side of your liver, it goes through the cross, comes out on the other side as nourishment to your body. Amen? So that's what takes place through Jesus Christ, the Lord, praise God. He's that liver, praise God. And without Him, you have no life. You can't live. You can't be pleasing to God. But with the liver, praise God, because of the cross of Calvary, that blood's a flowing, and it's pure and it's clean because it's not ours, it's His. Bless His name. I'm glad it's that way. Praise the Lord. As soon as He had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from Him, and He was cleansed. See, it didn't take Him a week or two or three months or years. It was forthwith. It was a none. It was right now. It was immediate. And He charged Him and sent him away. And he said, See thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way and show thyself to the priest and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for testimony unto them. He said, go up there to the priest. Praise God. The priest is one that had to give him the analysis that he had leprosy. And so that because he had that, praise God, he said he couldn't go in synagogue, he couldn't go around people. He said to holler, every time people got around him, he had to holler, unclean! Unclean! So nobody would get too close to him. Amen. So he said, you go back up there to the temple and you go show yourself to those priests. You offer the offers that Moses said to offer for your cleansing. And said, by the way, he said, don't say nothing to nobody about it. Just tell them, praise God, just show them yourselves. Man, all the infirmity is gone. Amen. We ever truly get right with God, amen, that iniquity, that sin, praise God, it'll be gone. God, take it away. He'll make it where it's something that you used to be. Amen. Glory to God. We won't let you continue in your sin, but He'll deliver you from your sin. Said, but He went out and began to publish it much. And the blaze abroad the matter insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city. Amen. There were so many people said, hey, listen, old John was a leper, praise God. He was eat up, praise God. He had had it for a long time. But Jesus Christ, praise God, he went and beseeched the Lord, and the Lord cleansed him. Praise God, he's just like normal. Hey, he looks better than me and you. Amen. People began, he couldn't even go to town. Jesus, he said, he was without in the desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. He didn't go to them no more, so what'd he do? Kind of like in the type and age that we're living today. Hey, praise God, he don't come to us where we're at, but we can go to him in the throne room of glory, where he's sitting to make intercession for us. So we can come to him, praise God, and he can make a difference in our lives. Amen? Because that's what he does. Praise the Lord. But it didn't stop there. Church is still open. God's still doing business. Look at Mark chapter number 2. He entered into Capernaum after some days. So a few days later, he's back there at Capernaum. He's right back where he started from, where this revival kicked off. Amen. Where people began to get help from the Lord. And he's there teaching. And said it was noise that he was in the house. Word got out, praise God. Listen, we're getting ready to have a tent meeting down here in the valley. And if word gets out, God Almighty's going to show up. Just tell people, hey, listen, he's been showing up there at Stony Fork. I pray God in other churches around, and we're looking for him. I'm so excited about it. I can't contain myself. Well, he's going to show up down there in the valley in that tent, and he's going to set it on fire, praise God. And he's going to save souls, and old sinners is going to get help. And people's going to be a shouting and praising. And boy, I ain't going to miss a night of it. No, that'll be the night it'll get good. Amen. That'll be a night somebody I've been praying for up and down this valley. Hey, some little old young'uns up here, Brother Danny, that I've been chasing, begging to come to church for 20 years. Well, some of them ain't even that old. But for as long as they've been out able to run around on their bicycles, I catch them on the road, invite them to come up here to church. But wouldn't it be something if they get down there in that old-fashioned tent meeting and them sawdust floors, praise God, fall on their face before God, get right with God. Amen. Be nice for some of our family or friends or acquaintances get right with God, but they realize that Jesus was in the house. Amen. Praise God. And straightway, many would gather together and so much that there was no room for them. No, not so much by the door, and he preached the word unto them. It said they were so many. Have you ever caught that? It said they were so many of them in the synagogue that there wasn't no way, they wasn't no room. They couldn't even get up to where they could hear through the windows, praise God. There were so many people around the place. The church was full and running over, if you will. Amen. And during that time, said they, and they came unto him bearing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. There's four fellows said, hey, listen, we've heard Jesus is back at Capernaum. He's done healing diseases. He's curing people. Said, old buddy, old Jack, he's over there. And I praise God, he can't help himself. He can't do nothing. He's got palsy, he's paralyzed. And we need to get him to Jesus. So these fellows take him, praise God. They get a hold of his bed, one on each corner. Amen. A type of the law, type of grace, type of the Spirit of God, type of the Word of God. And one gets a hold of each corner, praise God, and they head, and the word they tell him, they head towards Jesus. They get down there and there's no room to get around. And so what they do, they said, hey, listen, fellas, this got that old flat roof. Let's just climb up on the roof. Praise God, and we'll take these ropes and we'll just ease him down. So they get up there and they get the tearing up a meeting. Amen. There's a meeting going on inside. Praise God. They get to tearing up that meeting, tearing up that roof. I pray God, people getting saying, what God in the world's going on? I pray God, hey, it's so good in here. The ceilings are falling. Amen. Praise God. That'd be all right if God is in it. Amen. He said, when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed whereon the sick of the palsy lay. Amen. Now watch this. When Jesus saw their, what's that word? Faith. See, when God sees our faith, praise God, that's what makes him make decisions. When he sees the faithful using their faith, it compels him to do things. Amen. He said, and when he saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Amen. He said, hey, when he saw their face, all that man right down through the ceiling, praise God. He said, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. He said, you're forgiven. Whatever's holding you back, whatever holding you down, praise God, it's gone. Amen. Praise the Lord. Of course, those old folks there, the scribes, you know, those rehearsers, they didn't live it, they just wrote it down. Sitting there and reasoning in their heart. Why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can give sins but God? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, you know God, he knows your thoughts and intents of your heart. He knows everything that you're thinking, praise God, before you do. Scary, isn't it? So immediately Jesus perceived in his spirit that they were so reasoning within himself, and said unto them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? What is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, to heal sicknesses, to get rid of diseases, to save old sinners. Praise God. Because so that you'll know that, he said, I say unto thee, amen, he's talking to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, rise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thy house. Amen. He said, and immediately, forthwith and none, right away. And immediately he rose, took up the bed and went forth before them all. Insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. We never saw it on this fashion. We never expected it to happen this way. Amen. But God Almighty, through four little old fellows that had faith, God showed up. When he showed up, he showed out. And God got the glory. Praise God out of it. Amen. So we see the power. We see that the meeting's still going on. Praise God. Then we see over in chapter number 9. We'll go real quickly now. We see a father that's distraught because his son is caught by an unclean spirit. Calls it a dumb spirit. Now you know the story. Jesus is on the mountain, the transfiguration, him, Peter, and John, James. And they come back down and there's a whole mob there and they're discussing something. He wants to know what's going on. They say, well, this fellow brought this fellow and they're having all different stories. And then the man speaks up and he says unto him, and he asked the scribes, what question ye with them? Verse number 16, verse 17, and said, one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And whithersoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, pineth away, and I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. Notice what he said. He said, I asked that they should cast him out. Because all men should follow Jesus. All men should have the power of God. Hello? In order to get a request from God, for God. He said, he answered and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. That'd get the job done. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him straightway, the spirit carried him. There he goes again. And he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming, slobbering, foaming at the mouth. And he asked the father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. He said he's had it a long time, ever since he was a little kid. He's a teenager now. He said he's been like that for a long time. He said oftentimes it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. He said, but if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe. Amen. He said, if you can do anything. He said, listen, I don't know. He said, these fellows couldn't do nothing. He said, I put him in their hands. I trusted him with them, and they could do nothing. But Lord, if you can, I beseech you that you'd touch my son, that you'd heal him, that you'd get this old dumb spirit out of him. Amen. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Amen. He said, if you can believe, said, pray God. He says, I can do it. If you believe, I can. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears. He broke down. He was broken with tears flowing down his face. He said, Lord, I believe. He said, help thou mine unbelief. He said, Lord, I believe. He said, if there's any unbelief in me, if there's a mixture of belief and unbelief, help the unbelief to overcome the unbelief. Amen. Listen to me. Can I be honest with you this morning? Let me let's just get right here to where we live. Let's be honest. Sometimes we have trouble believing. Amen. Can I get a witness? Sometimes I have trouble believing that God can, that God will. But I have to pray, I have to believe. So I have to do just like this father. I say, Lord, help my unbelief. If there's any unbelief in me, take it away so I can put my trust in you. Amen. That's what it means to be a believer. To trust and rely on and hear to him. So we have to put our trust in him. 100%, no doubting. Jesus says, if you can believe. He said, I believe, but praise God, help get any unbelief out of me. Straightway the father cried. He said, then when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. Amen. Jesus rebuked that old foul spirit. Deaf and dumb spirit, he rebuked it. And he told, he said, you come out of him. And said, you don't get near him again. Praise God, he's mine. I'm going to take care of him now. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, if you believe. He said, the spirit cried and ran him sore, came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. Amen. He thought he was dead. That old evil spirit come out of him. It tore him so that everybody thought he was dead. They said, he done killed him. And then listen to what he says. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Praise God. Yeah, hey, listen, you ever reach out your hand and get the hold of the hand of the Lord, he'll always lift you up. He'll encourage you. Amen. He'll never do anything to discourage you. He'll always be there to encourage you. He said, when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? He said, why couldn't we get rid of that? Why couldn't we? And he said unto them, this kind come forth but by nothing but by prayer and fasting. He said, it's going to take some getting along with the Lord. Remember where he just come from? Praise God, we see him that morning going up apart to pray. Get along with the Father. Because he saw these things coming down the pike. And said, you got to be ready. You got to be expecting. Amen. Got to be trusting in the Lord. You got to be seeking Jesus with all your heart. These days are coming. And if you go to Mark chapter 13, he's talking about they're asking about, Lord, when's the end of the days? When's the end of this age? When's these things going to come to pass? And the Lord begins to break it down for them. He begins to tell them, we ain't got time going all that. I could preach till 5 o'clock this evening. Amen. Praise God. Brother Junior said, he's getting hungry. Amen. But God said, if through faith we'll believe in him, that there's nothing impossible to those who believe. And he lays it here in the book of Mark as a witness to us. We see it happening forthwith, immediately, a nun, boom, 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 one thing after another to those who believe in their faith in Jesus. Amen. He said, all men seek you. I want to say that all men should seek Jesus. The only way you'll have that power is to seek it. To hunt for it, to find it. And God to empower you, praise God, with His Spirit. So you can do the mighty things of God. Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing? Listen, you young people, wouldn't it be a great thing, praise God, to get the Spirit of God on you where you go into the church, the schools and go to your community and you can witness to people and see people get born again. Get saved by tomorrow. Those friends that you got that's lost, that's running around chasing the world and chasing sex and alcohol and drugs and all this other wickedness of the world, wouldn't it be a great thing if they could see Christ in you, that blessed hope of glory, and get marvelously born again? Amen. So they'd have they wouldn't have the happiness of the world, but they'd have joy of the Lord. That's the most important part. They said all men have to seek it. All men should be seeking. Every one of us should be seeking Jesus because He's able to do all these wonderful things. And these days come and look, read through Mark 4, chapter 13. These days come and praise God that we need to be aware of. He said there'd be wars and rumors of wars and all these other things. But He said we need to seek the Lord Jesus Christ in all of it because He said He would bring us through it and deliver us safe on the other side. All those who keep faith, all those that trust in Him will be all right. Amen. He will deliver again. Why? Because He said He would. If we're seeking Him. Seek the Lord, praise God. He has all power. And He has power to minister to you if you're looking for it. Amen.